Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Metallica Report. I'm not Stefan Shirazi, editor of the band So What magazine. I'm Renee Richardson, director of philanthropy for Metallica's foundation, All Within My Hands. This is your official weekly Metallica podcast, the only inside source bringing you all the news from the band's HQ and studios deep in the heart of Northern California. We gave Steph the day off because today we're celebrating the women of the Metallica mothership in honor of Women's History Month. And I got to say real quick, thank you to our friends at Carhartt because we've got something very special going on for International Women's Day, which is coming up on Friday, March 8th. I'll get more into that later on in the episode. But first, we're going to meet a few, in fact, just a fraction of the women who help support the band and the entire Metallica ecosystem.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
It's my absolute pleasure to introduce you to a few of my friends and colleagues, the women behind Metallica.
My name is Addie Kellerman. I lead the digital marketing department, and I have been here for 8.5 years now.
Hello, I am Jenna. I have worked here for a decade, and I guess technically I'm the merchandising customer service manager, but I do a whole lot of different things.
My name is Sarah Killian, and I am an audio engineer, and I work with the recording team for Metallica.
I am Foster, and I've been with the organization for 21 years this May. I work backstage in the dressing room department and take care of the band before they go out on stage and a little bit on stage.
My name is Hannah Davis, and I do creative sync licensing for Metallica's management company, Q Prime, which means I tried to place our clients' music in film, television, advertisements, video games, and other media.
My name is Kat Ballhofer. I work for Q Prime Management.
My name is Eleni. I work at Q Prime, and I have been working at Q Prime for almost 10 years.
All right, we will get back to Eleni in just a little bit when we talk about the Blacklist compilation. But with these seven women, like I said, just scratching the surface here, women are well represented across all the various fields that help keep the Metallica machine moving. I mean, we're talking management, legal, accounting, marketing, the online store, digital, HQ, record companies, touring, the foundation. That's me. The list goes on and on. Anyway, you might be surprised to learn that there are over 60 women behind the scenes that keep things humming along for our favorite band and bosses. And we're going to start with Addie. The first question I asked her was, do you think people would be surprised by that number?
Yeah, 100%. It is a male-dominated industry, and there are a lot of women around here making things happen. And I have to say that it's the product of having women in power, but also having the right men in power. The women and men, mind you, who outrank me, who are my peers, who I outrank, the band, they're all really invested in getting the best possible outcome for the band. And they don't care who's doing the work. And it's fostered a really inclusive, supportive environment where the best idea wins, no matter who it comes from. And as a woman who has worked in a number of male-dominated fields, I can't ask for much else. I was telling a member of management the other day to show up as one of the younger people on the call. And as a woman on a call with, you know, a bunch of men who are 10 or 20 or 30 years my senior, and to have my opinion be weighed as like equally to theirs is, it may not seem like a lot to the other people on the call, it means the world to me. And to work in an environment where that's encouraged is just, it's a gift. We also really value different perspectives. Right. You know, the way you get to the best outcome is being able to see something from a number of angles. And if we all come from the same background or the same work experience or the same life experience, like whatever it is, we're not going to see every angle. So having that diversity of perspective is definitely an asset around here.
And this is a perfect spot to pull in Jenna from the merch team. I've seen Jenna and Addy hold workout sessions at HQ. They were getting fit, you know, that's what you do. And I know the camaraderie is there across the board at Metallica. So I wanted Jenna to share some of the positive impacts that the women have around here.
Well, it's cool working for the company for so long, because when I started, it was mostly men. And I get along with men really well, too. But now it's kind of turned and it's mostly women. Now, maybe 50-50, but still, it's amazing how much we can steer the men in certain directions. Like, I don't know, we're all very organized. I think women have a very organized brain, and it's been really cool to see the different dynamic throughout the year and how women have progressively come on board and gotten promotions and just work so well together. There's no cattiness on our team whatsoever. You know, we're hype girls. We're like, yeah, girl, get it. You send that email. It's great. Yeah. So I love it.
So it's pretty incredible. You know, I've spoken about my radio career before. 25 years in radio, that is another male-dominated industry. And it took a very long time to feel the same kind of camaraderie that Jenna talked about, because there were just so few opportunities for women in the industry. So it creates this different dynamic. And then I come to work for Metallica. It turns out the biggest rock band in the world has this figured out for quite some time. The female dynamic is working, certainly with this band. Now, someone on the team that I can probably most relate to is Sarah. Sarah is Metallica's audio engineer. She's definitely judged as a woman in her field, and she's going to share a story about that. Now, mind you, this was before working for Metallica. This predates her work with the team.
There was many times when I would be an assistant at the studio and I would be standing there like waiting for like the artists and the engineers to come in, and they'd walk in and they'd be like, oh, hey, where's our assistant? And it's like, me, I'm your assistant. Like, what do you need? I can do whatever you need me to do. You know, you want to get things set up? And they're just like, oh, you're the assistant. Yeah. Do you know how to set up a microphone? I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah, I can handle that. I mean, it's just like random things. Like, just, and I'm not saying all my experiences are like this, but there were those few where you were just like, what is, why would I be here? I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here if I didn't know how to do this stuff. Like, clearly somebody trusts me somewhere. Most of my experiences are amazing and positive. I know I've seen a lot of like the initial like shock to see a woman in there. But after, you know, the first few minutes of, wow, this girl really knows what she's doing. Like,
right.
Yeah, there's no worry.
All right. So let's bring it back to Metallica a little bit specifically. What are the strengths that you bring to the team as a woman in the audio engineering side of things?
I feel like one of my biggest strengths is just patience and keeping people calm and organized. I know things can get really crazy really quick. We can get really worked up about, we have so many deadlines, we've got so many things that we need to get done really quickly, and I can calm people down and we can sit down and schedule and kind of organize ourselves a little bit better. I feel like that helps to kind of have that impact. It gets a little nuts.
It certainly can get nuts, not just in recording, but given the pace that Metallica moves, right? It can be a lot. But the one thing that came across in talking to everyone on this episode was just how much we love that there is this vibe of every day is different. Now, this came up multiple times when I was doing these interviews. So it was fun to talk a little bit more about that with Addie, who came to Metallica from the San Francisco Giants.
The fact that I came from an entertainment-based profession before, and I really like that kind of, you know, no 2 days look the same, and there's so many opportunities to try and learn new things. That's the kind of job I was looking for at the time, and I've learned that I really, really do like and thrive in. So that's, you know, that's why I came here. It's just such a unique opportunity. Why not, right?
Yeah. Compare it to the sports world. Are they similar coming from the Giants, from the work you were doing there, and then coming to this band environment?
Oh my God, yeah. So in sports, you know, there's homestands where several different teams come visit, and you are working insane hours during a small stretch of time. And then they go on the road and things chill out. And that's a lot like tour. When they are on the road, they are on the road, and we have plenty to do. And sometimes it's a little bit slower. I would say the one main difference, though, is that there are a lot more things to do behind the scenes during Metallica downtime than maybe in some other industries. But it's really similar. It's an entertainment-based thing that people are passionate about. It's, you know, a lot of people, it's music and sports, and that's what it always was for me, my two favorite things. So to be able to facilitate bringing that to people is a lot of fun.
That's interesting. Have you ever wanted to go out and do your work out on the road with the band?
I say this with all due respect, hard no. I am not made for that lifestyle. Like, one night out and I am toast. I do not have the stamina, the energy, the resiliency. Like, this touring staff, they blow me away, man. They are so good at what they do, and they just keep doing it day in and day out. I'm like, oh, I need a nap. I can't do that.
All right, let's get into touring. For me, M72 was my first taste of tour as part of the Metallica team. I've been to many, many shows and, you know, I mean, been a fan since 89. But working and being on the road is very different. It's a different animal. So who better to talk to about that than Foster, who has been on the road with Metallica for over 20 years. I asked her what she thought the positive impact women have had on the touring scene over the years.
So interesting. I would honestly say we've softened things a little bit. That sounds really cheesy, but if you think about the 80s, I wasn't there, but the stories I hear about the 80s and 70s, even the 90s, the guys were out there and they were just partying and they could do whatever they wanted. And it was, you know, free for all. But now with so much more sort of, I don't want to say common sense, that's not really what I mean, but like with so much more women out there to sort of soften it up. And, you know, guys, you can't really say that, or yeah, you can't call me that, or it sort of shifted things a little bit to, I don't know, just yelling at people doesn't necessarily work. Calling people names doesn't necessarily, like, it just tamed everything down a bit. And I'm not saying there are not women out there that absolutely, you know, get angry and yell at people and drink a lot or party a lot, whatever. Of course, there's women that do that too. But definitely the more women in here, it helps sort of soften everything a bit.
Coming back to Sarah, who is Greg Fittleman's right-hand woman when it comes to audio engineering, she's got a snapshot for you of what it's like as an audio engineer for this band. This is kind of a day in the life sort of thing.
There's so many different projects and it's just so diverse. A lot of live recordings, mixing live recordings, getting things ready for the band when they go out on tour, like getting things ready for them to rehearse, kind of getting that all together. The endless projects that Metallica has going on. And it's all things that everyone will find out about eventually. But while we're working on them, like, nobody knows that. Yeah.
Zip it. So, yeah.
And even just like the bands coming in to rehearse, you know, got to get that set up, because our setup from rehearsal from actual recording is kind of a different thing. So different microphones, different drum kits, different guitars, different, they use the Axe effects when they're rehearsing and not the actual live amps. So it makes it fun. It makes it fun coming to work here because everything's different.
And we'll be right back. All right, we are back. We've been spending time with the women behind the band today, and it cannot be denied that Metallica has a lot going on any given day. But I was reminded of this very cool moment in time that we all shared. I asked Hannah from Q Prime about her proudest moment as the person who places Metallica's music in TV and film, and she shared a specific story that involves Master of Puppets.
I mean, I have to say Stranger Things. It was really wild and exciting. And just, I mean, what's cooler than seeing a whole new group of people digging into, you know, an 8.5 minute metal song from 1986. And, you know, beyond that, we were seeing them dive into the catalog and we're seeing them turn up at shows and wearing the merch. And, you know, it was just a really cool feeling to be a part of something that had that cultural impact.
Were you surprised?
Always a little bit surprised, because you just never know when these huge sync moments are going to hit. But we did know, you know, that it was going to be featured very prominently. But also, like I said, this was a new character to the show, and we didn't know that people were going to have such a deep attachment to him, and that the scene was going to be like such a sort of triumphant moment for him. So, you know, it's anybody's guess.
Yeah,
it was. Surprising.
It should be noted that epic moment was 2 years in the making. And when the fourth season of Stranger Things came out on Netflix and Master of Puppets was, as you know, an integral part of the storyline, we all watched as a song from 1986 re-entered the Billboard charts. We're talking 36 years later. It was great. All right, we need to touch on The Blacklist. Personally, that project spoke to me because of the charitable element. As a director of Metallica's foundation, All Within My Hands, when this concept emerged to invite these artists to record their favorite Metallica songs and then give the proceeds to their favorite charity, I was sold. And Kat and Eleni helped bring that project to life.
In 2021, we reissued the Black album and put out a 56 cover companion piece to honor the reissue. And it was 56 artists. And we released 2 to 3 songs a week from June to September. It was, you know, a mix of demos, live recordings, and then covers from like insane artists like Miley Cyrus and Phoebe Bridgers. So it was a massive operation, but, you know, it felt so fulfilling knowing that all the Blacklist proceeds went to charity, and then getting to hear the stories of all the 56 artists spanning, you know, countries and genres and size, tell their stories of how Metallica influenced them. It was incredible.
Yeah, it started out as, okay, maybe we just get an artist to cover every song. And then it was, well, we don't want to limit it to only 12 artists, because how do we choose only 12 artists? And then we wanted, oh, well, we want someone from jazz. Oh, well, we want someone globally. Oh, we need a Latina artist. We need this, we need that. And I was like, we do need all these people, but how do we do this without making it obscene? And then at a certain point, we were like, fuck it. Sorry, my curse. Screw it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're like, fuck it. You know what? Like I said, like Metallica transcends so much. Let's incorporate everybody. We want a little bit of something for everyone on here.
So close, no matter how far, couldn't be much more from the heart. Forever trusting who we are, no, nothing else matters.
Well, you know I couldn't let the ladies leave without getting their favorite Metallica song. So here you go, in order. Addie, Jenna, Foster, Hannah, Sarah, Kat, and Eleni.
fuel, especially live. Who doesn't love fire? Come on.
I know, we love fire.
Whiplash is my favorite Metallica song.
Yeah!
It changes all the time, but right now, Fade to Black is my fave.
I'm going to have to say For Whom the Bell Tolls. It's just such a great live moment, and having, you know, seen so many shows on the tour this year, it just always, like, gets you going.
I feel like my all-time favorite Metallica song would have to be Disposable Heroes. Every time I hear it, I just want to jump around and have fun.
I think Battery, because it's just so fun to see live. It crushes and you're just like pounded in the face.
It's got to be Whiplash or Master of Puppets.
I'm with you on Whiplash.
Yeah, every time I love it, Whiplash.
Makes me happy.
It just makes me want to like run through a wall. In a good way, in an energized way.
And finally, before we close out, I do want to share something really cool. All Within My Hands has partnered with Carhartt to support women in the trades. This is all part of International Women's Day. So what that means is your purchase of women's apparel at Carhartt.com on March 8th, 100% of those funds will go towards scholarships for women seeking education in the skilled trades through the Metallica Scholars Initiative. All you got to do is visit their website, Carhartt.com, or go to allwithinmyhands.org for the details. And I know I said that was the last thing, but I have one last thing. Jenna and the team over in the merch side of things, they've also picked some really special Metallica merch to celebrate women this week. So you can also visit Metallica.com. And with that, see ya.
The Metallica Report is produced by Metallica HQ, Pantheon Media, and PopCult.
If you like what we're doing here, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to visit Metallica.com/podcast to submit your questions, offer your thoughts, and become a part of this podcast.
Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.